The following is a review of the fixed income principles designed to address the learning outcome statement set forth by CFA Institute. This topic is also covered in Introduction to Asset-Backed Securities. The first LOS is to explain benefits of securitization for economies and financial markets. Securitization refers to a process by which financial assets, such as mortgages, accounts receivable, or automobile loans, are purchased by an entity that then issues securities supported by the cash flows from those financial assets. The primary benefits of the securitization of financial assets are 1. A reduction in funding costs for firms selling the financial assets to the securitizing entity, and 2. An increase in the liquidity of the underlying financial assets. Consider a bank that makes mortgage loans to home buyers and retains and services these loans. To gain exposure to a bank's mortgage loans, investors traditionally could only choose among investing in bank deposits, bank debt securities, or the common equity of banks. Compared to this traditional structure, with the bank serving the function of financial intermediary between borrowers and lenders, securitization can provide the following benefits. Securitization reduces intermediation costs, which results in lower funding costs for borrowers and higher risk-adjusted returns for lenders and investors. With securitization, the investor's legal claim to the mortgage or other loans is stronger than it is with only a general claim against the bank's overall assets. When a bank securitizes its loans, the securities are actively traded, which increases the liquidity of the bank's assets compared to holding the loans. By securitizing loans, banks are able to lend more than if they could only fund loans with bank assets. When a loan portfolio is securitized, the bank receives the proceeds, which can then be used to make more loans. Securitization has led to financial innovation that allows investors to invest in securities that better match their preferred risk, maturity, and return characteristics. As an example, an investor with a long investment horizon can invest in a portfolio of long-term mortgage loans rather than in only bank bonds, deposits, or equities. The investor can gain exposure to long-term mortgages without having the specialized resources and expertise necessary to provide loan origination and loan servicing functions. Securitization provides diversification and risk reduction compared to purchasing individual loans. The next LOS asks us to describe securitization, including the parties involved in the process and the roles they play. We can illustrate the basic structure of a securitization transaction with this simplified, fictitious example of Fred Motor Company. Fred Motor Company sells most of its cars on auto loans, which are retail sales installment contracts. The customers buy the automobiles and Fred loans the customers the money for the purchase. That is, Fred originates the loans. The autos are collateral for the loans and Fred receives principal and interest payments until they mature. The loans have maturities of 48 to 60 months at various interest rates. Fred is also the servicer of the loans, which means it collects principal and interest payments, sends out delinquency notices, and repossesses and disposes of the autos if the customers do not make timely payments. Fred has 50,000 auto loans totaling $1 billion that it would like to remove from its balance sheet and use the proceeds to make more auto loans. It accomplishes this by selling the loan portfolio to a special purpose entity, or SPE, called Auto Loan Trust, for $1 billion. Fred is called the seller. The SPE, which is set up for the specific purpose of buying these auto loans and selling asset-backed securities, or ABS, is referred to as the trust or the issuer. The SPE then sells asset-backed securities to investors. The loan portfolio is the collateral supporting the ABS because the cash flows from the loans are the source of the funds to make the promised payments to investors. An SPE is sometimes also called a special purpose vehicle, or SPV. The SPE is a separate legal entity from Fred. Let's review the parties to this transaction and their functions. The seller, Fred, originates the auto loans and sells the portfolio of loans to Auto Loan Trust, the SPE. The issuer is Auto Loan Trust, the SPE that buys the loans from the seller and issues ABS to investors. The servicer, Fred, services the loans. In this case, the seller and the servicer are the same entity, but that is not always the case. Subsequent to the initial transaction, the principal and interest payments on the original loans are allocated to pay servicing fees to the servicer and principal and interest payments to the owners of the ABS. Often, there are several classes of ABS issued by the trust, each with different priority claims to the cash flows from the underlying loans and different specifications of the payments to be received if the cash flows from the loans are not sufficient to pay all the promised ABS cash flows. This flow of funds structure is called a waterfall structure because each class of ABS, or tranche, is paid sequentially to the extent possible from the cash flows from the underlying loan portfolio. ABS are most commonly backed by automobile loans, credit card receivables, home equity loans, manufactured housing loans, student loans, small business administration loans, corporate bonds, emerging market bonds, and structured financial products. When the loans owned by the SPV are mortgages, we refer to the securities issued by the trust as mortgage-backed securities, or MBS. Note that the SPE is a separate legal entity from Fred, and the buyers of the ABS have no claim on other assets of Fred, only on the loans sold to the SPE. If Fred had issued corporate bonds to raise the funds to make more auto loans, the bondholders would be subject to the financial risks of Fred. With the ABS structure, a decline in the financial position of Fred, its ability to make cash payments, or its bond rating do not affect the value of the claims of ABS owners to the cash flows from the loan portfolio because it has been sold by Fred, which is now simply the servicer, not the owner of the loans. The credit rating of the ABS securities may be higher than the credit rating of bonds issued by Fred, in which case the cost to fund the loans using the ABS structure is lower than if Fred funded additional loans by issuing corporate bonds. The next LOS requires us to describe typical structures of securitizations, including credit tranching and time tranching. Securitizations may involve a single class of ABS, so the cash flows to the securities are the same for all security holders. They can also be structured with multiple classes of securities, each with a different claim to the cash flows of the underlying assets. The different classes are often referred to as tranches. With this structure, a particular risk of the ABS securities is redistributed across the tranches. Some bear more of the risk and others bear less of the risk. The total risk is unchanged, simply reapportioned. With credit tranching, the ABS tranches will have different exposures to the risk of default of the assets underlying the ABS. With this structure, also called a senior subordinated structure, the subordinated tranches absorb credit losses as they occur up to their principal values. The level of protection for the senior tranche increases with the proportion of subordinated bonds in the structure. Let's look at an example to illustrate how a senior subordinated structure redistributes the credit risk compared to a single class structure. Consider an ABS with the following bond classes: a senior tranche with $300 million of principal, a subordinated tranche A with $80 million of principal, and a subordinated tranche B with $30 million of principal. Tranche B, which is termed the first loss tranche, is first to absorb any losses until they exceed $30 million in principal. Any losses from default of the underlying assets greater than $30 million and up to $110 million will be absorbed by subordinated tranche A. The senior tranche is protected from any credit losses of $110 million or less, and therefore will have the highest credit rating and offer the lowest yield of the three bond classes. This structure is also called a waterfall structure, because in liquidation, each subordinated tranche would receive only the overflow from the more senior tranche or tranches if they are repaid their principal value in full. With time tranching, the first sequential tranche receives all principal repayments from the underlying assets up to the principal value of the tranche. The second tranche would then receive all principal repayments from the underlying assets until the principal value of this tranche is paid off. There may be other tranches with sequential claims to remaining principal repayments. Both credit tranching and time tranching are often included in the same structure. More detail about time tranching and the related planned amortization or support tranche structure is included later in this review when we discuss the structures of mortgage-backed securities.